Areas like this. Soviets have already been said that if neither the trade ministry nor the foreign ministry knew about these exit visa, that they could find administrative phrases while it's not keeping the visa and other ministry administering. Because after all, they've been letting troops out for 3 years without making too much fuss about it. So if these Jewish organizations, now that they have registered their case, could not push it so hard to give us a chance to work with what they've already accomplished. So that way you can keep their dignity. Say, we can work now with what you've done for us, but for God's sake,
I think, Bill, you might say, we have made progress. And when I met with the Jewish leaders in New York, Schachter said, he realized over the last 2 years there has been some progress made. We have made progress. We're going to make more. We consider it vital, very important. But the question is, what is the best way to do it? You think, some of them may think, the Marxists, that the way to make progress is to lay down the gauntlet for the Russians. You think that that would be counterproductive, that will lead to closing the door. But
well,
on the other
we got all the arguments. We just don't have them.
I know. We got
the
lot.
You know, including the Republicans, they're all going to support Republicans. Yeah, yeah. Everybody else. So I think that's all we can do. That's the best case we can make.
Well, it comes right down to it. I mean, the American Jewish community can make its choice, too. I told Max Fischer, I said, all right. Let's be quite candid. Why are they supporting us? Possibly because of Israel. Possibly because of economics. But most of them because they think we're going to win. All right, fine, they get on the other side, and they're not going to defeat us. And if they do, they're going to be on the outside looking in. Well, you don't say that.
No, no.
But they damn well get that in their head.
One thing is going to be
done. Let me say, some people suggest maybe we shouldn't have the trade agreement now because of the Jewish vote. Hell with it. As far as I'm concerned, we're paying no price for the Jewish vote. Not one bit. Not a damn thing.
Well, I want to say that the other day when I met with the man, he was damn good, and afterwards he had a little press briefing in which he said that he'd raised the subject of exit peace with us, but he left it to us. Whatever we thought was practical was satisfactory.
Yeah,
we just
raised
it.
Ramin is fine. Well, I know it's tough. Don't they remember? I know you're right. My point is, don't feel it on a political thing the best you can, but if they're going to make a political issue,
as long as
the Republicans, they're going to get a kick in the
ass. As long as I know the Jews.
Yeah, I'm prepared to take the heat.
Okay, good.
Bye.
There's no problem.
Good.
The only trouble is that
trouble is every time the State Department has it so screwed up now, we may have to assert ourselves. I mean, it was a simple thing. It was all agreed to. It is agreed to. The only trouble is in walking that message, that note which we drafted, the Soviet note to us around, they've blown it into, they've found more loopholes, if they always do. But there's no reason for you to bother with it. You may have to assert yourself vis-a-vis the bureaucracy in the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 days?
Weeks.
Okay. The other point is, on the subject, basically, this is a political issue. The New York Times and the Washington Post are dying. Time and life, those assholes are also have very heavy Jewish control. And what's going to happen? And the CBS, all three networks have. I think they're going to take a great deal of heat on it. But I think that what's got to be understood here, the American Jewish community are going to buy themselves one hell of a lot of anti-Semitism. It's a hell of a statement.
I'm convinced of it, Mr. President.
I mean, understand, I don't want to do that, but I cannot. I mean, this business, you know, which, as you know, they're saying, well, let's postpone the trade agreement and the rest. You can't postpone the trade agreement.
You won't be any better off than
the rest. Well, the trade agreement is lend-lease.
You can still hold up credit.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about it. I mean, what did Jackson suggest?
I think we should fight every amendment. Jackson, the sense of the Senate.
Yeah.
And if one of them passes,